Simon Kuf Tes Sif Yud Aleph. Tov Minchas Shabbos Hispal Shmon Esrei. Well, his Kishos Shabbos. So he davened the Shmon Esrei Shabbos afternoon, and he forgot to mention Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Mispalu B'Motzi Shabbos Shtayim. So in that situation, the same way we said in Sefer, he did not daven Mincha and Shabbos at all. In this situation, he davened again Motzi Shabbos. In this situation also, he davened Motzi Shabbos twice. Venom Abdul B'Shniyot. Now what's the Shulchan Aruch is going to add over here is the following. Really, there's a Machlokes B'Shanim on this case. Because as we mentioned, at Batsim Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, the weekday Shmon Esrei applies to Shabbos, and that's why we said that Allah is a person started a bracha, he continues. But there's a requirement to mention Shabbos. So the person davened the Shmon Esrei Shabbos afternoon, the only problem is he didn't mention Shabbos. So what does he gain by davening another Shmon Esrei Motzi Shabbos? He's invited to mention Shabbos. Right? So to say that he needs to cover for the tefillah that he missed, he davened the tefillah. The problem is that wasn't the issue. The issue is he davened tefillah which did not mention Shabbos. So therefore, the some Rishonim say that in this situation, you do not daven twice. And some say that no, that since the halacha is that he was mechuyev on Shabbos afternoon to daven a second time because he did not mention Shabbos and that tefillah he did not do. So there's a chiyuv tefillah which he needs to address, and he'll address it by davening Motzi Shabbos twice. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says we spell always sub atars adova. He should add a Tanai that if he's not mechuyev davening the second tefillah Motzi Shabbos, it's tashlum and it should be an adova. Venatar lechadish po dover. But he does not need to add any new bakasha. The element of chiddush is he's addressing his suffix. A similar scenario would be in the mincha of Rosh Chodesh going to Motzi Rosh Chodesh. He forgot Yalav Yava. He realizes at the nighttime, right? He can't daven mincha again. So what does he do? So does he daven Marv twice or not? So if you learn that the lack of Yalav Yava undermines the status of the tefillah, the same with the lack of Shabbos undermines the status of the tefillah, so you didn't daven. So you need to daven twice, Motzi Rosh Chodesh. If you learn that he davened, like we spoke about on Tuesday, he davened, the only issue is that he's missing Yalav Yava. So what are you going to gain by davening Motzi Rosh Chodesh? What are you going to gain? You davened already. Rosh Chodesh, you're not adding. So what are you accomplishing? So the same thing will be over there. He should daven twice, but with a Tanai, that if he's Mechuyev, it should be for Tashlum, and if not, it should be for an Adav.
In the beginning,
Shabbos. So he davened the Shabbos like Mincha.
What did he leave out?
Where are you? In the beginning of Aleph?
In the beginning, yeah.
He davened a weekday Shmon Esrei.
Well, it doesn't say that. It's Mincha
Shal Shabbos. Tov Mincha Shabbos, he's Shmon Esrei.
Right.
He davened the Shmon Esrei. He didn't mention Shabbos.
Chol. So it had to be a Chol.
Right. He davened the full Shmon Esrei of Chol. He did not mention Shabbos.
Is that really appropriate language for his career? I mean, he could be wrong, not that he just forgot something. Where's career? Well, I understand, he left it out. But to say he davened a completely different Shmon Esrei, that's not what his career.
Well, because of the halacha is, let's say a person with daven, he forgot that he started davening a weekday Shmon Esrei. On Shabbos, the halacha is you finish the brachos. He says atachin and he finishes atachin and he goes shemenu, and he gets a shemayat tefillah before he gets to say. He says, you know what? It's Shabbos. So he says the bracha of Shabbos. He davened all of the middle brachos. Then he says the bracha of Shabbos. Then he says Utsay. So he's Yotzei. So he davened all. He ended up davening 20 brachos. Right. So that's. So he davened the weekday Shmon Esrei. He didn't mention Shabbos. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Lama Beis, but it's Shabbos Shtayim. Yes, it's a Machlokes. A Tosfos Shema Re Sir Lahu, Dein Sarach Lachzor B'Shvil Zeh. Tosfos quotes from the Re that this situation do not repeat. The Kvar Hispalo Shmon Esrei, he davened Tefillah Rach sheshachar shal Shabbos. He just didn't mention Shabbos. Because he asked him, he spelled him Shmon Esrei. So Motzi Shabbos, when he davened Shmon Esrei again, well, he asked shal Shabbos. So Maharviach was Ahat Hashumah. So what did he accomplish? Tefillah he did. Right? And the Haskara, you're lacking. So it wasn't, it means the Ri's argument is that the lack of mentioning the day, Me'ein Hama'ara, doesn't undermine the status of Tefillah. There's a requirement, you have to mention the Ma'ara, what's happening. You have to mention it in the context of a Tefillah. So Shabbos afternoon, when he davened the week day Shemoneh Esrei, it's called a Tefillah, he davened Mincha. He has a problem. He had a chiyuv to mention Shabbos in Mincha, which he didn't know. So, had he realized when it was still Shabbos, he would have davened another one. Not because he didn't daven Mincha, it's because he didn't mention Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh afternoon, not because he didn't daven Mincha, he just didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. But you can't mention Rosh Chodesh except in the context of Tefillah. So he has to daven again. So, but in this situation, what are you gaining? The Tefillah you did. Shabbos, you're not saying a second now about Shabbos. So what, there's no, you're not accomplishing anything. B'chachmin prevents Yisri Elohu. The Mashi Yisbalo, Shemanasei below Shabbos, Reh Havikilo Yisbalo Klal, Kimish Loyosek Yudin. They understand that this is, that since the Lach was on Shabbos afternoon, he's supposed to mention Shabbos, and his Shemanasei, which he did not do, means that's not a tefillah. So you're not yet to tefillah at all. So you're right, you're not going to mention Shabbos on the Shabbos. You're going to gain that you are replacing a missing tefillah. Because this wasn't the tefillah which was our Machai of you. So it's not a tefillah. So you're missing a mincha. So you have to replace it on the Shabbos. So it's a Machai of Shabbos. So what do you do? Okay, the Kriyach Pais, Kim Shabbos, Yashto Lispalo, Betarst the Dova. So you daven a second, you do daven a second Shemoneh Esrei, but you add a Tanai of, if he's not Machai, it should be in a Dova. Ve'etzarach L'chadish, he doesn't need to add a new, if it's a nadava, normally you need to add a new bakasha. No, the kiddush over here is kiman shiyesh suarez is our glassy spalam isadadin, and kiddush golem is the greatest kiddush is you've solved your problem of possibly needing to daven again. So you daven b'tar sadava. The language of Shulchan Aruch sounds like you do it b'tar sadavadi nadava. So Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu shiyas number yomer makes it tonight. Im chayv ani, harezel lechuvos. Im la, harezel lenadava. Vayim pir megadim. The huadim mekol savak plug to the rabosa. Whenever we have a savak due to mechalikus vishardim or mechalikus of the poiskim. So you do the same thing. You spell benadava. However, but tonight she has savak plug to mam. It has to be a true bona fide savak. For example, lo yachid neged rabim will cut the neged gadol. So we have machlokes between Reingold and Moshe Feinstein. That's not a machlokes. That's a fool. Can I get Gadol, or Yochid? Can I get Rabin? Does dinu kemoibis? So, but it's some a real bona fide, clearly two bali plukta which have a right to argue with each other. We have no achra. So it's a suffix. Yimis palo and the Elba Simon Kubzayin Sevelv. It's like the case where you're not sure if you daven. So you daven again with a tonight. If I'm machlokes to daven, It should be from Achiyev. If I'm not, it should be in a Dava. So the same thing. B'Shabbos Yom Tov, Emi Spalot Philosophic. But in the case of Shabbos Yom Tov, that's difficult to do. Because you can't make it tonight. Ech Yasam, how can you make it tonight? The Ein Mavi in the Dava B'Shabbos, Kedav Sim Kuv Zayim. So, you can't Dava Misaf, because if you're Mechuyev, you're Mechuyev, not Mechuyev, what are you doing? Oh, it's in a dove. You can't bring in a dove on Shabbos. So, keep me suffic, you would not dive in again. In minutes will be spelled about Motzi Shabbos. If a person, whatever reason, did not dive in Motzi Shabbos, so me spelled about Yom, he dives the next morning, Yom Rishon in the morning, Sunday morning, he dives twice. Achas l'chayber, the first one for Shacharis, v'achas l'tashlumen, and one as a tashlumen for Maariv. Okay, now v'lo yomer atachantonu avishlo hivdol kein kosev b'knesikol b'shem Radvaz. So the Radvaz says you don't say a takana tanu in either of them. Because I'm going to run, but Simri said, Dal, Shul Yod, this time, I don't understand why you will not say it. Ayin Shom. Simri said, Ram, hit the gus time, right? Mi manu, zela shana. So the Magen Geburim says, I'll explain the pshat. Afilo adayin lo hivdo. The person did not, he didn't daven, he didn't say Abdullah. It's the next morning. He hasn't said Abdullah yet. He hasn't davened yet. It comes to Shach Shmoneh Esrei. The Rav says, you don't say Atachon Natono. It's Erla Mach Atachon Natono. Kim Shachayim lehavdo. So, because you're still going to have to say Abdullah on a kois. Shatito Tashlumen, the Dabar Shiesh Atachonu. Kim Shatachotonu, Yesh Atachonu, Abdullah, Ein Lo Tashlumen. So you're missing that Tachon Natan of Motzi Shabbos, because you're missing the whole Shmoneh Esrei of Motzi Shabbos. Right? But the Tashlumen was for the Shmoneh Esrei, but the Tachon Natan you can accomplish by saying Abdullah. So Chazal were not Masak and Tashlumen for something that you have another solution for. Well, you have a solution. Say Abdullah on the Kais. So there's a famous shtickle from Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim Brisker says that this is making an assumption that Atachon Natanu is part of Tfilas Ma'ariv, and therefore you missed Ma'ariv, so you have a Chiyuv Tashlumen for Ma'ariv, you have a Chiyuv Tashlumen for that Atachon Natanu, which should have been said in Ma'ariv. And we're saying there's a Din Tashlumen for the Tfila, but for the Me'ena Ma'ariv of Atachon Natanu, you have a different solution, you'll say Alakos. He says, he brings Rayas and he says Minsuara that there was no that Atachon Natanu was not a part of Ma'ariv per se. Atachon Natanu was part of the first Shmonesa that you say after Shabbos. You need to be Mavdal and differentiate between Shabbos and the weekday. So if it's Ma'ariv, which it usually is in the vast majority of cases, so that'll be the first Shmonesa. For this person, whatever reason, it's Shachris. So you're not saying the Atachon Natanu b'taras the Tashlumen for the Atachon Natanu of the night before. You're saying because right now you have a Chiyuv to say Atachon Natanu. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim says, you wouldn't say it in the second Shemoneh Esrei, which is the Tashlumen Shemoneh Esrei. You say it in the first Shemoneh Esrei. Because it's not a Tashlumen Dikadin. It's a din of the first Tefillah after Shabbos. You say Atachon Natanu. So, that's how he understands it.
Unless you made Abdullah before you davened Shabbos.
Right, so then you would not have a Chiyuv. So then you have no Chiyuv to mention in either the first one or the second one. If you said Havdalah L'Kosh, you have no Chiyuv to mention Havdalah in either Shemoneh Esrei, right?
That would be true in a normal situation where you didn't forget, but for some reason you were delayed and you ended up being Yotzei Havdalah, say in Shul.
No, not in the case with Motzi Shabbos, you still would say it then.
Still say it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it, so the difference, the chiluk is that when you're saying in the morning, it's not
some element of Tashlumen, so there's no din of Tashlumen, we already said Abdullah.
So why would you say Atachon Natanu, let's say, forgot to daven Ma'ariv, but you didn't forget to make Abdullah, you made Abdullah already.
There.
You say, whoops, I did forgot to daven Ma'ariv.
So I call correctly the Lachas Maestro there, Masakin, to say Abdullah, Matzah Shabbos, so even though you really don't need it because you said Abdullah, I think you're supposed to say it anyway, if I call correctly. Could be I'm wrong, but I think if I recall correctly, that's the halacha. If a person forgot Ma'ariv Motzi Shabbos, or he forgot, he didn't have Ma'ariv Motzi Shabbos, and he said Abdullah. Then later in the night, he realizes he didn't say Ma'ariv yet. So he davened Shmoneh Esrei. Does he mention Atachon Natanu and Ma'ariv? He already said Abdullah, okay.
He still does.
I think so. I'm not sure. Okay, now, so Zakhtim Shemur Lamadalad. We have the same machloikus and the same solution in a case where a mincha of Rosh Chodesh going into Matzor Rosh Chodesh and he forgot Yalav Yavai Mincha. So again, we'll have him daven two ma'aris. La Shlomo is a Tashlomo. But Tarsa Doba, the Hanu Gam came in Tamanel. And I'll say the same tonight because we have the same issue. Menei Shein Marviach B'Klum Zebet B'Tfilah Zum. According to the Ri, you've gained nothing by davening again. till Shmoneh Esrei, where he's spelling, you davened Shmoneh Esrei earlier. Now, this happened on the first day of Rosh Chodesh of a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. So then, by Marav, obviously you would daven because you gain Yalav Yavai. You'll say Yalav Yavai in the second Shmoneh Esrei. So they all agree that the Rishonim would not argue in that case. In the same type of scenario where you have 2 days back to back would be negated by Mincha of the first day of Yom Tov, going into the second night of Yom Tov. But to learn, he mispalo shall call be mincha shall yom to rishon. He instead of davening the yom tishmen esrei, he davened the weekday shmen esrei mincha the first day of yom tiv. So he davened the shmen esrei, but he didn't mention yom tiv. So this palo belayla lashama lekul yom. So then that second night he'll daven two shmen esreis. So yavir she ispalo shall yom tiv. Again, if you hold that you weren't yotze tefil at all, he davened again. If you hold that you were yotze tefil, but you have to mention yom tiv, he mentioned yom tiv. Sefer Tzlach Cholok Alzeh Dir Hadin Hasheni. The Tzlach disagrees and it says in this situation you do not daven again. Aviyah B'chlusher of Kiveger by Master Shekel Magen Gibar. They hold like the Magen of Rome that you could go back. So the Tzlach's argument is like this: that what Tzlach we deal with Yom Tov Sheni in an interesting way. Yom Tov Sheni originally was done as a Sofik, because they didn't know. Chazar and Mesak, and we have a Chiv to maintain it, but we maintain it with some of the lochas as if it's a Sofik. That's why that if you have a case of a Be'ah Shanol the Bezeh, and Mutaris Bezeh, except for Rosh Hashanah. So we're dealing with it as a Sofik. So when you're davening Maariv the second night of Yom Tov, what are you saying? It means really the first day was Chol. The first day was Chol, so the Shmoneh Esrei was the right Shmoneh Esrei. So why you have to repeat? You can't go down with the second Maariv on the second night and mention Yom Tov al Tataris Tashlumin for the Minchal you said earlier without Yom Tov, because the Tzad Yudavi Maariv now, Taka before Taka wasn't Yom Tov. That's the Tzach's argument. Right? That's the Lomas of the Tzach. So on that, the Magen Gibar and the Maisa and Kiveger brings it. He says, Master Shekel is Machriya like the Magen of Rome. Nice and, but these are the tells you were Machriya to say, which you didn't say. The Cheshbon is right, but the Maisa, you were Machriya to do something you didn't do. So you have to make a Tashum. Yalav Yavoy. Okay. The Duke and Nakhil Yalav Yavoy, this example is specific to Yalav Yavoy, which you're not going to be saying at nighttime. The Imshachu Talamotar Umashi Baruch B'Shabbos B'Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha. He forgot Umashi Baruch on Shabbos afternoon, so he has to daven again. Was his Shabbos, he'll daven twice, he'll add Umashi Baruch. So again, the Umashi Baruch. Person forgot Talamotar in the afternoon, and he'll gain it by nighttime. Whatever those other items which are missing, they continue into the nighttime as well. Yalav Yavod is not, and obviously Minchal Shal Shabbos would not continue into Motzi Shabbos.
What did the Tzlach argue with what second?
In a case where he davened a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on the first day Yom Tov by Mincha, and he forgot that it was Yom Tov, and he did not mention Yom Tov at all. So he meant davened the regular week to Shmoneh Esrei. But later on in the night, he realized he davened. He was supposed to daven a Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei. So the law is in that situation. Theoretically, if he realized earlier in the day, he would daven a Shmoneh Esrei again, right? But so he said, "Well, you'll daven tomorrow twice." Says, "Yeah, good idea, because we want to show." If you're Mechuyah, it was like you didn't daven at all. For sure, you have to daven Maariv twice. And even if like you did daven, you're just missing the Yaptiv. You'll mention Yaptiv. That's what Magen Rama says. And the Tzlach says, if you're davening Yaptiv Shmoneh Esrei the second night, it means you're saying the first day was Chol, so you daven the right Shmoneh Esrei, so why would you repeat it? Okay. Zod Mishabura, Lamavot, Shav Rosh Chodesh, Yim Chal Rosh Chodesh Be'er Shabbos, Soyer Rosh Chodesh Yip Rak Yemecha. So So Friday was Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos was ready base of the month. B'shachar b'mincha lahazkir Rosh Chodesh. Minisker achar shechashech. He did not mention Yalav Yalva by mincha. He realizes at night time, and now it's already Friday night. So now we have this machloikus, and you have to make it tonight. Either it's a chiyuv or it's a tashlu, it's in the double. Well, you can't bring in a double on Shabbos. And lahashim klal b'leil Shabbos. Keep that in moel klum. So you're not adding the you're not adding the yalav yavoi. Rosh yochel yispal ben adava veim yispal betfilas adava b'shabbos. So you would have to make a tanayev in the adava, and that you're not accomplishing.
That's according to the Ri.
That's in order to address the machlokas. The according to the Ri, you're not getting anything. Correct.
Since we have a machlokas, so it have to be as in the adava, as he said before.
Well, they have to do a tanayev of the adava, which you can't do. Right. In lo yispal shachris b'yom rishon shel Pesach u'b'yom shuni atzeres. The person missed shachris of the first day of Pesach, or the shachris of shuni atzeres. So mincha is going to be a different. There's going to be a change in the tefillas mincha of the first day of Pesach is different than that of shachris. And the same thing by Shmini Atzeres. So in the morning, you do not Shmini Atzeres. You do not say Masha Beruach, and in Mincha, you're going to say Masha Beruach, and vice versa by Pesach. Kishemashim Mincha is felt Tefillah Shabbos. Now you daven two Minchas. So that's an example of Shmini Atzeres. You'll say Masha Beruach in both of them, even though what you're replacing was the Tefillah of the morning, which did not require Masha Beruach. Okay. He davened the second Shmoneh Esrei to replace Shachris, and he forgot Masha Baruch. He forgot Masha Baruch. Shmoneh Esrei the afternoon. You got to go back. No, but the Tashlumim for the Shachris, which did not require Masha Baruch. Seinu Chayzer. Chayim lo yispal mincha b'yom shlifnei yom shemaschil l'metal motor mispal ar b'shtayim yishal motor b'shneim b'diavadim lo yishal b'shal shetoshum and yotza v'ayim v'alach. Okay. The Bir Lacha just raises the following. The Bir Lacha is going on the next. Let's go back to four. Okay, it's on the next sif. Okay, I guess it means the next sif. Fine. Yud Beis. Toyo maskim ma'ar shar yomim v'tfila shlob izmana lo yhavi avsaka miyu hagom miyu im nizkir shetor pesach afilo b'emsa bracha. The problem is not that you forgot to say something, you said something you shouldn't be saying. Right? He starts saying the yalav yavoi on the gimel chodesh. So he was mafsik b'emsa tfila, he added something to no shaykhus to the day. So the Shulchan Aruch said, "Lo yhavi avsaka." Because after Ramah, but if he realized, he would have to stop. Even though he's in the middle of a, and even if the hisafah was a hisafah, which would be in the sense of a bracha. You stop in the middle because you have this is not bechal, not in the gay over here. So the question is, do we know that this is like a person was speaking in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? You know, because this is no shachris of the day. So a person in Shmoneh Esrei, he starts talking to somebody, having a conversation. Starts talking about Rosh Chodesh. You know, Rosh Chodesh is a wonderful day, it's Kabbalah, but it's Gimel Chodesh. What are you talking about Rosh Chodesh for? So it's like having a conversation in the middle of Rosh Chodesh, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That's the question. Shlomo Zman, you'd be Lamed Zion. He mentioned Yalav Yavah not in either Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. A Shahisim Shal Shabbos, a Yomte B'chol, Shegavna. He starts saying the Shabbos Bracha on a weekday. Meniskel Achar Shagomer Bracha, Chol HaTfil. He realized what happened after he says Shal Shabbos, and he realizes it's not Shabbos now. Right? But he said the Shabbos Bracha already. Or he finished davening totally. So what do you do? So Shulchan Aruch says, Lo yhavi avsaka. It would not require you to go back to correct either to the beginning or at least to the bracha where you made this mistake. That's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Akronim Cholkim al Pesach Zev. Most Akronim disagree. He brings on the bottom the Sharetzion, Kesek Gdala, Elistami, Pichadish, Yad Aaron, Groh, Lachik Thanis. They all argue on this. Okay, and they say, the serial who they hold, this is a scenario of talking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Mentioning something which does not belong there at all is like talking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The pasuk Shulchan Aruch Liyah B'Simen Kuf Dal Tzivav, the third last of the bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of that bracha that he was in. And if it's in the first Yibrach or the last Yibrach, so he has to go back to the beginning of those three brachas. Now, that halacha, there is, just to clarify that point, if the person's, the mistake was in the second bracha, and he's still in the middle of the second bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah said before, you only go back to the beginning of that bracha, you go back to Hatoh Gibor. If he finished the bracha with this mistake intact, then he goes back to the beginning of bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avoseinu. But if he realizes in the middle of the bracha, so he goes back, even though it's part of the first three, he'll go back to Hatoh Gibor and continue properly. So, but he spoke in the middle, so he has to go back. Finally, El Shom B'Yishabir Anu Kol Prati Din Yisichu. And if he finished one essay, he starts over, he davens over again. Both accept the psak of these achronim. Now, the Derech Chaim, however, makes he qualifies this halacha. He says like this: the Hani Milim Hizkir Dover Shein Shach Lo Seyer. He's saying something which doesn't fit at all to that day. For example, Koshomer Zachren L'Chayim, V'Chosvenu B'Sefer L'Chayim. The Ein's Man K'siva Yom. So, why are you talking about K'siva at a time when there's no K'siva? So that's Sheker. Ashomer Yalav Yavoy, Alachar Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Shu Sheker Muklut. Right? B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Today's not Rosh Chodesh. So you're saying something which is not true. But asking Yalav Yavoy, V'Yagia, there's nothing sheker about what you said.
Did you say B'yom Rosh Chodesh?
He realized that before he says B'yom Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That messes it up a little bit.
Right? So if he realizes before he says something which is wrong, that's a good thing. Because Vayna was ever a chayim, there's no ksiva now. But there's a chayim, the Rosh is always a chayim. Right? So if what you said is not, it's not you're not supposed to say it, but what you said is at the end of the day is not an untrue statement. Hell, that's not a hafsaka. But something which is not true, that's a problem.
What about Hamelcha Kaddish and Hamishpat?
Well, Hamelcha Kaddish during the rest of the year you're not yotze, so you'd have to go back because of that.
What, you're not yotze if what?
Person of Hamelcha Kaddish instead of Kela Kaddish during the rest of the year he's not yotze.
Why? Hashem is a melech. Well, you're saying melech meimus u'machayim, and you're saying that. So why? What's the problem? You're saying Hashem is a melech. It's not a steren. Why is that an issue? And melech hamishpat is even stronger because you're saying melech ohev tzedakah u'mishpat. You're saying melech hamishpat.
Okay, so that's really a different issue. I'll explain to you why. Whereas what the Derech HaChaim is saying is, here we're dealing with adding something, not replacing something. Mm-hmm. We're adding something. Milmai bracha, which I'm not supposed to add anything. I said, you know, the bracha matoki rala l'mashem achayim esimatzar rav l'rishia reif echarlim umatir asurim umafaneach tzafunois and megalo amukois. Nobody asked you to add it. But the Bible says what you're saying is not ebb. It's not checker. Okay, so that's the problem of adding something. So you're talking milah. I'm not talking milah. I'm adding the shabbat to kodesh baruch hu, which didn't necessarily belong here, but it's not. Not to know halacha, but if I want to replace. So Rosh, you know, I'm supposed to say Mechayim Esim, and I'd rather say that the Rosh is Rafi Chalim, because by me, Rafi Chalim is much more chosher than Mechayim Esim.
What if you say Mashmah?
You're replacing the Chazal Masak and Nusach HaBracha, and you're replacing it. So that's a new question. When is it called a problem replacing? And when in that? So usually replacing the Simas HaBracha is a problem.
Well, what if you say Mashmah HaRuach in a time of year when you shouldn't say it, or Tal HaMatar?
So that's not a Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu to talk about something which, like, you know, the Brashim, listen, you did a lot of things, but you did a great thing 6 months ago, but like that's an insult type of a concept. Like, my Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, 6 months ago, right now the saying is in my head that he's more in a Goshem, in a place where we don't want Geshem. So what are you saying? The Brashim was nice, he put on Geshem when we don't need it. That's not nice. So you're saying, like, he used to bring Geshem, and that's also that's a problem.
So if you say that when you're not supposed to, you have to go back.
If you say that you're not supposed to, you'd have to go back. Depending where you are, you have to correct that. So, but his point is, okay. So he said, "Yalav yaba till after Yom Hashanah." Who sheker mukhl? That's a full. It's an incorrect statement. Shall Yom Hashanah Rosh Chodesh? Shall Kain dinner kisach beemsa tefila b'chana? Alim lo yomer sheker. If you're in Shomer Zochrei l'chaim, lo yomer kasvenu. I have dola b'chana doas. Brashim is. He gave us a matana of havdala, etc. That's not true. Shemaz kama shachonon loya Hashem Yisburach leiv lahavin lahavdil. But Hashem b'chol hashana lo sitzer l'Hashem Yisburach shakolak leiv lahavin l'mada leida. It's not incorrect. Hashem yalav yavoi and before b'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh to have a sheker rakim moysi b'tfilosai. You can't add a hisophis in the Lishman Esrei in the first three brachas or the last three brachas. It's not called having a sicha, which is a lashon of a sicha of chol. You're not doing.
There is a Gemara, I think it's in brachas, that there was somebody who started adding a whole bunch of shvachas. And it was a Tana and Amara criticized him and says, "You think you're going to do everything? You think you're going to mention everything? You didn't leave out anything." He said, "You're supposed to do the matbeya that the Chacham."
True,
said.
I understand.
And here you're adding stuff. You're clearly adding stuff.
True. The Shaila is sicha. It's not. In other words, what the Chacham is saying is that if what you're saying is true. Not the Chacham. The Derech Chacham is saying if what you're saying is true, it doesn't get a din of sicha. You shouldn't have added. It was also to do it. You'll get a very kind of adding. That doesn't. It's not called sikhah. Had a conversation. Mishman Esrei. That's the chayot. That's the derech chayim. My mechadim klachal veshakos. The bein lingin sikhah, but b'shagim b'tfila. Bein shes inyan shes gedom shol bezmanoi. But yavirim lechazal letchila sabrocha. Kima shemasayim abrocha. Al bishahoyse b'dabar shen lo kinyanoi. Ener b'shal achzer. Kol shkenim karehishlam tefilasoi. He also, you don't go back. He says you correct it, and then that bracha, you go back to the beginning of the bracha and say it properly. You do not go back after you finish the bracha, and you definitely do not repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, let's hold it here. So